actually live in that road. And those flags have been up since the World Cup started. It's a complete embarrassment. And there is no patriotism in this. The MP that has been sacked over this is completely unjust.
She shouldn't have sneered,
no, and I agree with that. However, you know, we are all snobs to a certain degree. But
stay there, Natalie. I'm so glad you've rung in. You live on the street. Matthew's going to tell you why you're wrong to object to those flags.
Okay.
No, I mean, she's every right to object to it if that's her opinion.
Well, tell her why she shouldn't be bothered by it, then.
Well, because how does it affect your life in any way, Natalie?
Well, it's not that it affects my personal life, but, when you have visitors coming round, that as you come round the corner, they are on the very main corner of our road, and as people drive round, that is the very first thing that people see. And quite frankly, that isn't the opinion of the rest of the street. It's a very quiet road. It's a very, well-presented road.
What do you mind
road.
By opinion?
What,
when you
that
say
I
the
don't
opinion
want,
of the street, I don't is, understand.
Well, you know, there isn't anybody else up the road that hangs flags from their window.
The opinion, Matthew, is not complicated. People who hang three pieces of tatty Chinese manufactured polyester from their bedroom window and leave it there for nearly a year.
And the thing is, one of those isn't even an England flag. It's a West Ham flag. This isn't about
just
being a house. Can we do a house swap, Matthew? Can you and Natalie swap houses?
Gladly.
Because that seems to me the only solution is that people who don't have these flags standing next to their houses, like Matthew, think they're lovely. People who do, like Natalie, who lives on the actual street, don't. Should this woman have sent this tweet? God, no. Should we all just calm down, perhaps, and start wondering whether people really died on the fields of Flanders so you could hang a bit of tatty Chinese polyester from your bedroom window in 2014?